It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The Trump administration is expanding a visa program allowing 30,000 more temporary workers. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall reports.
The H-2B visa program is growing from 66,000 seasonal visas to nearly 100,000. Texas companies will be able to recruit more low-skill workers for jobs in landscaping, resorts, and other industries. In 2017, Texas employers hired some 15,000 of these workers, more than any state except Virginia. Migration Policy Institute analyst Julia Gillat says the move is interesting since the Trump administration generally supports less immigration.
They've tended to be on the side of saying that, you know, foreign workers are competing with U.S. workers and hurting the wages and working conditions of U.S. workers. But at the same time, you know, there's a big lobby from the businesses that really feel that they really need these workers in the United States.
Employers have to try to hire citizens first before they can recruit foreign workers who usually come from Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.
The New Mexico Supreme Court will be deciding on a case critical to the future of solar energy in the state. Here's commentator Peter Goodman.
New Mexico's Supreme Court recently heard an argument that matters if you use electricity. Big utilities have a legal monopoly on distributing our electricity, but should we let them use that power to gain a monopoly on producing electricity? PRC hearing examiner Carolyn Glick said no. After taking evidence, she said it wasn't even a close call. In 2017, PNM issued a request for proposals on a 50-megawatt solar generating project. Solar is good, but Glick found that PNM had rigged the RFP so bidders could only win if their bid involved PNM owning the solar fields. Owning the land and solar facility guarantees PNM big profits, but guarantees customers will pay much more. Affordable Solar, Inc. won the bid, with PNM owning everything, and electricity costing $44.63 per megawatt hour. Two bids with independent ownership, disqualified by PNM, came in at $34.50 and $29.63 per megawatt hour, respectively, including the producer's 4 or 5%. Plenty lower than $44.63. The next year, the PRC approved a proposal with an independent competitor charging $29.98. That huge discrepancy in electricity costs is bad. But by owning everything, PNM also wants to charge us a 9.5% guaranteed annual return on the solar equipment, plus 9.5% annual return on the land. That's why PNM tilted the playing field. The Supreme Court has stated that, quote, the public interest is to be given paramount consideration and desires of a utility are secondary, end quote. Glick obeyed that mandate. She recommended a rebid with a fair deadline and fairer requirements. PNM gets the 9.5% guaranteed return only because hundreds of millions of dollars for coal, or even several billion, nuclear, were beyond what normal investors could handle without a risk premium. This project totaled only $72 million. We no longer need hugely expensive centralized plants or outsized PNM profits. The PRC overruled Glick 3-2. Coincidentally, the lobbyist for affordable solar was also campaign consultant to two commissioners. Last year, Affordable and PNM were major campaign contributors. PNM argues that there was no legal requirement to use an RFP in the first place, but RFPs are pretty standard. There is a legal requirement to show that the proposal is cost-effective and in the public interest, and that alternatives were considered, and RFPs are a good way to do that. Further, PNM chose to use the RFP and claim it was fair, so when it actually wasn't so fair, who cares whether it was required? Bottom line, state law mandated that the PRC require PNM to prove, with reliable evidence, that it was proposing the most cost-effective course. PNM didn't. PNM and the PRC claim the bidding process was fair. The Supreme Court must give an agency's conclusion significant deference, so PNM might win. But that would make many New Mexicans pay way more for electricity than they should for decades.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.